This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A State Department official is now being deposed behind closed doors in the House impeachment inquiry. David Hale breaking a string of Trump administration officials who refused to testify this week. He's the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, and he reportedly is telling investigators that political considerations did fuel the ouster of the U.S.-Ukraine ambassador. Ukraine is at the heart of the impeachment investigation, highlighted by President Trump's apparent pressure on Ukraine to investigate Democrats. Meanwhile, counselor to President Trump Kellyanne Conway insists there was no quid pro quo when it came to that July phone call that has triggered the impeachment inquiry.
I mean, you're really showing your colors sometimes. Some of you, definitely your outlets. And I would say that's not your job, respectfully.
And this is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The suspect in an officer-involved shooting this morning at a North Carolina hospital is dead. A Cumberland County Sheriff's deputy arrested the suspect last night on outstanding warrants regarding a home invasion, but the suspect then claimed to have developed a medical condition that required a trip to Cape Fear Valley Hospital. Officials say the suspect then attempted to take the deputy's gun. That led to a struggle during which the deputy suffered a non-life-threatening gunshot wound, but again, the suspect was killed. At least one suspect's under arrest in connection with the murders of nine members of an American family in Mexico. Three women and six children were shot and burned after their vehicles were ambushed by members of a drug cartel on Monday. Mexican law enforcement says one person was arrested late yesterday in the state of Sonora, and he was holding two hostages at the time. Bank of America has announced it's raising its minimum wage to $20 an hour. It employs 170,000 people in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
The central and eastern U.S. should be preparing for what might be an early winter. There's a blast of frigid Arctic air that's expected to sweep across the Great Lakes region and into the northeast today through Saturday, and some spots will get snow from it. Northern New England could see as many as 6 inches of it. The cold air is expected to then spread south as well and bring frost and below freezing temperatures to parts of the southeast, and some of this very cold weather in the eastern U.S. could linger well into next week. Louisiana is mourning the loss of an acclaimed novelist, Ernest Gaines. The author of the 1993 novel, A Lesson Before Dying, passed away yesterday at his home from natural causes. Gaines spent 23 years as a writer in residence at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and A Lesson Before Dying was adapted into an Emmy-winning HBO movie that starred Don Cheadle. and nearly two dozen CVS health stores are shutting their doors next year. The drugstore chain says 22 of its underperforming stores will close. Exact locations have not been made public. It comes after the company announced earlier this year that 46 of its stores would also be shuttered. And also this year, rival Walgreens had planned to close about 200 locations. We have...
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Jim Quinn, the legendary sports lawyer who spearheaded free agency for every professional sports league, including Major League Baseball, MLS, NFL, NBA. We're going to be talking about his brand new book, Don't Be Afraid to Win, which was actually something that Gene Upshaw whispered in his ear as he was battling for the, it would have been at that point, the NFL. And so it was his closing argument, and Upshaw whispers in his ear, don't be afraid to win. Little did he know this was going to be the title of his just-released book, How Free Agency Changed the Business of Pro Sports. Jim Quinn, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
I'm glad to be here, Bill. Good to talk to you.
Wow. I mean, the stories that you have, sir, to be right there, front row, and that you're sharing with us, this is really a treasure for sports fans who maybe have taken sports for granted, you know, especially the latest generation, because they didn't know anything but free agency. But for those of us who grew up with this and saw this evolve and, you know, remember the battles with Kirk Flood, for example, and what he went through, Kirk Floyd, I should say, and, you know, it was just, you know, it was disheartening and heartening all at the same time. So this is really, you know, I appreciate all the work and that you had to really, you know, go deep in the recesses of your brain and memory to pull all these stories together.
You know, it was really, you just expressed the reason why I wrote the book, which I thought that it's an important story to tell, you know, not just so that you and I can all reminisce about how we lived through it all, but the fans of today as to how we got to where we are. It was a battle.
Right.
That was largely led by players and union leaders like Gene Upshaw, and mm-hmm. Marvin Miller, and Larry Fleischer in basketball.
Right.
And without them and a handful of players like Kurt Flood and Oscar Robertson, John Mackey, and in football and others, we would never be where we are today.
Yeah, you know, I came away after, you know, reading through and picking up the highlights here, because there's so much to it, and I had to force myself to step away because it was so engaging. But I had this sense, Jim, that after all was said and done for what these pioneers did for the modern-day athlete, I mean, they should be, like, you know, sending them a little bit of a royalty for, the road that they carved out for them. Because this wasn't, like you said, this is a battle. I mean, and you're going to talk more about the battles that took place. I mean, in some cases, I mean, there were threats, there were altercations. I mean, this was not, just a normal kind of legal argument. I mean, this was almost life and death, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I tell one story in the book about one of the former owners of the Philadelphia Flyers, Ed Snyder, during a negotiation in hockey where he called me out and wanted to have a fist fight in the hallway. You know, only in hockey could you drop the gloves in the middle of collective bargaining.
I was going to say, leave it to a hockey player. He's going to say, well, you know, did you just tell him to make sure he took his teeth out before you smacked him.
Absolutely. And then, you know, obviously there were some, there are heroes and goats on both sides. Some of the owners, particularly in the NFL, were quite difficult to deal with, Al Davis being on the top of the list. And others were actually good, honest people that were good to deal with, like the Maras, Wellington Mara, and Dan Rooney in Pittsburgh, and the Rooney family. These were, you know, upstanding people who recognized that at some point they couldn't keep their players down, that they had to work with the players. And that's ultimately what led to the White settlement in the 90s and free agency.
Mm-hmm. This was a bit of an anachronism, so to speak, I mean, in professional sports, because here it is, the rest of the market's a free market. And, you know, why was professional sports so special? So they were kicking against the prevailing stream, were they not? I'm talking about these owners.
Yeah, they were. But, you know, it had been so ingrained in sports for decades that players were going to be the serfs of their owners.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until, you know, a crack in the armor when the AFL began to compete with the NFL, and then later the ABA was competing with the NBA. Players and player unions started to realize, hey, you know, competition's really a good thing for us. We ought to fight harder to get it.
Right.
And that's what led to the battles.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's recount that. Okay, so you're saying in the early 90s, that's when it started to open up?
Well, actually, it was really in the late 70s and early 80s, at least in basketball and in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Football, because those NFL owners are tough, they kept the, as one NFL owner referred to, they kept the cattle down on the farm for a longer period of time.
Right.
And it wasn't until the early 1990s that we had a 4-month trial in front of a all female jury in Minneapolis, where we fought to get free agency. And that was when Gene Upshaw put his hand on my shoulder and said, "Quinn, don't be afraid to win."
Mm.
That's something I'll never forget.
Yeah. Well, and of course now it's indelibly marked on your book, "Don't Be Afraid to Win." So that's excellent. When this started coming about, as you say, in the 70s, and you know, of course, we know the story of Curt Flood. But walk us down that memory lane as that started to open up, and you started realizing, hey, this is going to be widespread, and this is going to be a battle royal.
Yeah, it started, you know, Flood in baseball brought the first lawsuit, and as you know, ultimately the Supreme Court threw the case out in one of the more stupid decisions in the history of America.
Mm-hmm.
But almost simultaneously with that, we in basketball, and that was how I first got involved, filed a lawsuit on behalf of Oscar Robertson, was the lead plaintiff. He was then the president of the Players Union, along with Bill Bradley and John Havlicek and a handful of others, to fight and prevent the ABA from merging with the NBA, because the competition was good and salaries were going up in the NBA as a result of the competition. But as part of that lawsuit, we decided to also attack the reserve system in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And after a series of decisions in court and also a successful battle in Congress that lasted 6 years. You can imagine how long that battle was, because the NBA owners didn't give up easily. We finally entered into a 10-year settlement called the Oscar Robertson settlement, which led to the first free agency in basketball. And almost simultaneously with that in baseball, as a result of an arbitration decision, a player named Andy Messersmith, pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers, won, and that led to free agency in baseball. And that was the crack in the armor.
Well, we've got more from, as some have referred to him, as the Mighty Quinn. Jim Quinn is with us. His book, Don't Be Afraid to Win, How Free Agency Changed the Business of Pro Sports. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, Whitney, just the way you like to hear from us, fresh and independent, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. The mighty Jim Quinn continues with us as we discuss his book, Don't Be Afraid to Win, How Free Agency Changed the Business of Pro Sports. Think about this, you know, like any other American business, professional sports is not without its tension and friction between management and labor. The difference, pro sports are multi-billion dollar businesses with national TV contracts, endorsement deals, and in some cases more than player salaries. So how did professional sports go from a quaint collection of athletes that had to take jobs in the offseason to pay their bills to the industry it is today? Well, according to the noted trial lawyer and occasional mediator Jim Quinn, it was the advent of free agency that forever changed American sports. And you were right there. You're right there, front row.
It was quite a ride. You know, that when I met some very interesting people along the way. And everyone from Donald Trump to Pete Rozelle in football. And even Roy Cohn and George Steinbrenner. Mm-hmm. I managed to have run-ins with virtually all of them.
Just for fun. Tell us your Donald Trump story.
Well, there was, you know, there's a chapter in the book called Trump's $3 League, and that has to do with his entree or entry into the USFL, which was the United States Football League, which started in the mid-'80s, and played in the fall, in the spring, and mm-hmm. had it stayed in the spring, I'm convinced it would still be existing today.
Right.
But it was then owner of the New Jersey Generals, Donald Trump, who somehow convinced his fellow owners that they should force their way into the NFL by bringing a lawsuit. After the lawsuit, which luckily I did not try because the USFL lost and got $1 in damages, which was trebled, hence the $3 league.
Right.
We were hired after that by the Donald to try somehow to resuscitate the decision in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And we fought for a year and a half, but it didn't work, and the USFL is no more.
Exactly. Well, you know, the stories that you have, I mean, here, you know, we've mentioned Kirk Flood several times here. You know, here he took a stand, and it ended up costing him his career, did it not?
Oh, yeah, there's no question. You know, he was maybe not a Hall of Fame player, but he was a very, very good player.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very simple story. He was, had been played his entire career with the St. Louis Cardinals, had a very good career. He was not yet, I think, he was in his early 30s. He clearly had multiple years to play, but his contract was up, and the Cardinals, even though they didn't have a contract with him, traded him to the Philadelphia Phillies. He didn't want to move to Philadelphia, you know, the city of brotherly love, notwithstanding.
Right.
You know, he wanted to leave his family and kids in the schools where they were, and he didn't. He fought the move. He fought it for 2 years with the backing of the Players Union and Marvin Miller. Went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the then sitting Supreme Court decided, based on some old case law that came out of the 19th century, virtually that Major League Baseball was not in what they said interstate commerce, and therefore the antitrust laws didn't apply, and
wow.
had to go to Congress to fix it. And of course, Flood never recovered from that.
No.
He never played again.
Sad story there. You know, the owners had to get a clue that this was, this was unfair, and this needed to be worked out. And, you know, so then the players start coming together and going, look, we just have to strike. Tell us about the first strike that took place that only lasted 21 minutes.
Well, the very first strike, I think, was back in 1964, and that in the book about the 21-minute strike, and
mm-hmm.
that was happened at the NBA All-Star Game in 1964. It was the first time that national television was going to put the NBA on national TV, so it was a really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And the players got together, and because they'd been trying for several years to get a modest pension. That's all they wanted was, you know, a few bucks after they retired. And the owners, you know, had adamantly said no. Mm-hmm. So the players got together on a wintry night in Boston and said they weren't going to come out and play the game on national television unless they got a pension. And time ticked away, and you know, I don't know what the announcers were doing when nobody came out at 8 o'clock to play the game.
Right.
But within that next few minutes, the owners caved, said they'd give them a pension, and after 21 minutes, the players came out and played the game, and that was really the first strike in the history of professional sports.
And that set the stage for the years to come. And then you also address the hard lessons learned, and like lessons, they're learned from both sides, management as well as labor, specifically the 1987 NFL strike.
Yeah, I mean, one of the problems with striking, and I think that in football they learned that twice over, that it's very, very difficult with a big union to maintain a lengthy strike because of, you're missing paychecks, and they only got paid during the season. And in 87, after I think it was about less than a month, that strike collapsed, and that ultimately led to Gene Upshaw deciding that the only way to get free agency, and you have to give him a lot of credit and a lot of guts for doing this,
right,
he basically said, you know, we gotta blow up the union. We gotta decertify and not be a union anymore, and then sue under the antitrust laws, which is what we did. And we brought a lawsuit, Freeman McNeil, and I think the fact that his first name was Freeman was
yes,
especially ironic.
Right.
Was the lead plaintiff, and that was the case where we tried it in front of the lady jurors, and they ruled in our favor. And that led to free agency in football for the first time.
You had to get the players to go along with this. I mean, it was their union. You're disbanding the union. What was the vote like?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. When we sent out the ballots, and Gene had spoken to all the player reps in the NFL, and we actually got over 90% of the players voted to disband the union. Because they understood that having had a failed strike and suffering with, you know, while the other sports by that time, both basketball and baseball, had free agency, they saw what was going on in the other sports. They said, listen, we're going to do whatever we have to do to get free agency in football.
Exactly. Wow. And but to get 90%, as you said, fortunately for the NFL at the time, you already had successful free agency in operation in the other disciplines. Talk about you know, some of the goats. I mean, we had heroes and goats on both sides. Certainly, as you read the book, you understand that it was the Upshaws, the union leaders. It took leadership. I mean, you're talking, you know, professional athletes, each with a disparate interest, and you can't blame them. I mean, they are the individual business. It's their career. It's their bodies that are on the line there. And you've got to bring all that together to where you've got unity, right?
Oh, yeah, no. And there were goats on the other side, you know, whether, you know, Pete Rozelle, the then commissioner of the NFL. He fought against free agency. Tex Tram, who ran the Dallas Cowboys, was a difficult human being who once told Gene Upshaw that, you know, you people are just cattle. We can always get more cattle.
Wow. No, that's crazy. One final question, because we got to wrap it up here. We got about 30 seconds left. TV contracts, good or bad?
You know, it's been a home run. We love the big TV contracts because we share the revenue.
It's so, been very good for professional sports.
Exactly right.
Don't be afraid to win. How free agency changed the business of pro sports. The mighty Jim Quinn, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Jim, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Pleasure.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A State Department official is now being deposed behind closed doors in the House impeachment inquiry. David Hale breaking a string of Trump administration officials who refused to testify this week. He's the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, and he reportedly is telling investigators that political considerations did fuel the ouster of the U.S.-Ukraine ambassador. Ukraine is at the heart of the impeachment investigation, highlighted by President Trump's apparent pressure on Ukraine to investigate Democrats. Meanwhile, counselor to President Trump Kellyanne Conway insists there was no quid pro quo when it came to that July phone call that has triggered the impeachment inquiry.
I mean, you're really showing your colors sometimes. Some of you, definitely your outlets. And I would say that's not your job, respectfully.
And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Dreamy silence of mountains and the crashing of the sea. The light land I once lived in.
Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We come to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The Honorable Congressman Tom Tancredo is with us, former U.S. Congressman, Republican out of Colorado, serves as the advisory board member for We Build the Wall, was author of the famous Bush-era book called Mortal Danger, The Battle for America's Border and Security. Congressman, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Are doing well, thank you, and it's a pleasure to join you as always.
Well, I want to talk about immigration, big issue. The other night, the president was in Dallas. Probably the second loudest roar from the thousands of people, some 25,000 people were there. And when he started talking about immigration, clearly the Democrats and those who are very mediocre about the critical nature of immigration and the wall, they just don't get it, and I don't think they ever will, Tom.
Here's something that I posit. I mean, it's my observation alone. I don't know that I have a lot of empirical. Well, no, I take it back. There's plenty of empirical evidence to what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. And it certainly, I hope, helps answer your question as to are they going to get it. For the last 50 years, at least, the United States has moved in a leftward direction politically, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, because, you know, maybe Ronald Reagan was there and he slowed it down. But generally speaking, when you look back, you can see that there is what it seemed to be an inexorable political movement to the left, whether the Republicans were in charge or the Democrats. The government got bigger. The issue of especially things like immigration got more, quote, progressive. And so you could imagine that, well, and you have to also understand, or at least believe, as I do, that massive immigration, massive, low-skilled, low-wage workers, whether it's legal or illegal, of people especially who do not want to assimilate into this country and who do not, it creates for the Democrats and for progressives their constant pool of people demanding more from the government, a constant sort of underclass that will be there for as long as needed because it will be continually refilled by this immigration process. That is what it's been about for a long time. Mm-hmm. When Barack Obama talked about thoroughly transforming America, he meant doing it with the help of this immigration the tsunami that they had created. And so the fact that they now have a president for the first time, really, in certainly my lifetime, who has said, no, we're not going to do that, and we're going to actually stop this tsunami, it is absolutely unacceptable. It changes the dynamics of everything. Now, I know immigration is my issue. It's been for, you know, 30 years. And so perhaps I have a tendency to be a little bit myopic about it and see only that is the major issue. But I believe it is a major issue, and I believe that it will change America. It has changed America. And if it continues, it will do so on a permanent basis. That is what they are hoping for. And so you can see why when you say, will they get it? No, they've got it. They absolutely know. It's not as if you got a lot of people going, gee, I wonder if we should secure the border, you know? I mean, most Americans say yes, progressives say no, and there's a reason they say no. It's got nothing to do with humanitarian instincts.
Well, as you say, and I would agree with you, Tom, that this has been systemic. I mean, this has been going on for decades. Progressives do what progressives do. They progress. They keep moving the ball. And when President Obama at the time made the announcement that they were going to fundamentally change America, they knew the one thing that was key to it was the final linchpin. The final linchpin being open borders. Because once you start storming the borders and you develop an underclass that is constantly like birds in a nest screaming for more, 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 and not taking any responsibility to fly out of the nest and rely on big government to provide for them, they got us. We're done.
And don't, you're right, and don't forget that this is not just an American phenomenon. This is happening all over the world, in the Western world, I should say, because when you open the gates, people only run one way, and nobody runs to the east. Nobody is escaping for a better life in Pakistan or Iran or anywhere else, to tell you the truth. They all run to the west. Now, you have to realize that when the Brexit opponents and all of the supporters of the EU are as adamant as they are to maintain open borders, it's for the same reason. They are the progressive movements in those respective countries. And they have won the day by, you know, in many ways, creating this sense of guilt on the part of the Europeans and Germans in particular, and they all, well, we have to do this, we owe it to the world or whatever, but the reason that the progressives want it there is exactly the same reason they want it here. So that's why you see it happening everywhere.
Mm-hmm. It's about sustaining their own their own positions. I mean, that's what they're doing. They're solidifying their positions, and they're utilizing, which is, I think, quite clever, is they're utilizing the people's largesse in order to secure those positions to buy votes. I mean, whether it's Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, I mean, they keep offering all this free stuff, but on whose back are they writing the check?
Well, there's an adage that I certainly didn't coin, but I used 1,000 times because I believe it's the most apt description of the political process in a full-fledged democracy as opposed to a republic. But it is that when you rob Peter to pay Paul, you can always count on Paul's vote.
Yes. It's really that simple, isn't it?
It is, buddy. It all gets wrapped up into that, yep.
Yeah, it's the old-aged business model, which I came from, Tom, and that was people do that which they get rewarded for. And here it is. I mean, we are creating this underclass. Thank you very much. I say we because, look, this is supposed to be a government of for by we the people. If we don't stand up against this insidiousness, we're going to be overrun here. And I really see this as you do, if I might be assumptive in that sense, is that this is key. This is an absolute linchpin for them really tying down their final ambitions. Do you see it the same way, or am I overreaching here, Tom?
No, sir. I mean, that is exactly the point I was trying to make, is that that's why they won't let go. I mean, your first question is, will they get, don't they get it? Mm-hmm. Well, no. I mean, yes, they do.
Yeah,
they get it entirely.
Yeah.
They know exactly what this is all about, and it is the linchpin. You know, I think, now this is going to, I think, maybe, Romney, what he's doing, this bizarre behavior on his part.
Yes.
Did you see the secret?
Yes, yes.
Twitter account?
Pierre Delecto.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
You have to wonder, what in the world really is behind all that? I mean, does he hate Trump that much? And he probably does.
Mm-hmm.
But, he's gone to the point where I think the Democrats can count on him for an impeachment to vote in the House, in the Senate.
In the Senate,
and
right.
That's all they want is one or two over there, and then they can say it was a
bipartisan
thing. But I think, knowing him as I do, I ran.
I'll tell you what, we got to call time out real quick.
Yeah.
Congressman,
yeah.
We got to go to quick break. We'll be right back after this. Stay with us.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. If we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately,
It doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Bill Martinez.
He has amassed an incredibly large DVD library, and it is said that he never once alphabetized it. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. The pheromones he secretes have been known to affect people miles away in a slight but measurable way. He once punched a magician. That's right. You heard me. His hands feel like rich brown suede. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here, the former congressman out of Colorado. Tom Tancredo continues with us. Tom, I want you to pick up your story regarding Romney, because Romney, I got to tell you, is quite a conundrum for me. I had higher hopes for Mitt Romney, and I am increasingly disappointed with his position. And I understand, I understand where the rub might be with, personalities between he and Donald Trump. Donald Trump at times was kind, but overall not so kind to Mitt Romney. And I think Romney's nerves are still rubbed wrong, and he can't get beyond his... if you want to say his hatred or dislike toward Donald Trump, to even consider what Donald Trump might be doing for the good of the country.
Well, I think that I harken back to when I ran for the Republican nomination in 2007 for president. He was, of course, on the stage, and I had only one purpose in running. It certainly wasn't because I thought I was going to be nominated or because I was going to be president. The only reason I ran was to advance the issue that we're talking about and to try to get what I used to always call the tall guys with good hair on that stage to actually respond to the question of, and even use the words border security. I mean, that would have been. So I was in it for, I think, 7 or 8 debate with them. And I can tell you that even if Donald Trump was not the president, and if Romney were, he would not support the effort to secure the borders. Now, I hearken back, as I say, to our debates, and I remember well, because when I left, there were only two people left on the left on the stage. That was Huckabee and McCain. Now, frankly, I did not. McCain was probably my greatest opponent in the entire Congress, and I also knew where he was on the issue. So I ended up supporting, when I left, I supported Romney with the promise from him that if he were to be elected, he would secure the borders. Shortly thereafter, I learned from people, his staff and others, that indeed that was not going to ever be the case, even if he had been elected. One of the things that yet, and I defended him because they were attacking him at the time. In fact, you know, you have to think back about it. Governor Huckabee, he used the Mormon thing, you know. He ran because Romney was a Mormon. He's a very, you know, strong evangelical Christian. And he didn't like Romney. He didn't like him for that reason. And he would attack him, and they attacked him on the stage.
Well, Romney tried to make some comparative relevance in faith faith basis between the Mormon religion and Christianity. And Governor Huckabee particularly took exception to that.
Then what happened subsequent to that, I found out, I mean, through a number of things that happened, the Mormon Church is very, very opposed to any attempt to close the border. And I mean by this, the church hierarchy, Mormon, you know, John Q. Mormon. But the hierarchy is very much opposed to it. They even had a senator by the name of Bennett at the time in Utah introduce an amendment that essentially opened a huge, huge sort of loophole in the law and would have been disastrous. And he did it in an ag bill. And when I called him out about it, because I thought, what is this? He told me straight out. He said, well, lawyers asked me to do it because we went through a long explanation about they were afraid that the president of the church would become liable if any of the people coming in under their auspices would do something wrong. Well, and so I do not know to what extent Romney's antipathy to Trump is based on that, but I do know that that is another thing he absolutely disagrees with Trump on. So does the other senator. I can't think of his name now, but there's another senator from Utah. It's kind of unfortunate. When I was there, one of the greatest opponents I had was a guy who was a congressman from Utah, and I never could figure it out. I'm thinking, what, you know, these people are supposed to be on our side, right? They're conservatives. But no, they're not. The church isn't, and that's a part of it.
Well, once you declared yourself so emphatically to secure our borders, you drew up a battle line. And what started coming out were the antitheticals to it in much the same way as we see it, you know, more clearly these days under Donald Trump. I mean, if anything, this administration has exposed the shadow government, the deep state, all these shenanigans that have been going on behind closed doors. So it's no wonder that even to this day with all the impeachment talk that's going on, Congressman, that the doors are closed, leaks, you know, are conveniently sent out there, and the number of lies continue, whether it's from Adam Schiff or Nancy Pelosi or other people that should know better, because after all, I mean, there should be some civility after everything is all said and done to where there's some relationship to the truth.
Well, you would think, but you're right. Donald Trump has pulled the rock back. you know?
Yeah.
And then the sun and the light hits down there, man, helping scurry all over the place.
Exactly. Yeah, well, the thing is meanwhile, we the people are paying for it. We're paying all these millions of dollars for these elected officials to do the people's business, and we can't get the UMCA done. We can't get some infrastructure done. We can't get some trade deals that are already sitting there that is really transactional, low-hanging fruit, whether we're talking about Japan has already said, hey, we're in. South Korea says we're in. You imagine you start tying down these trade deals. How much pressure does that put on China?
Sure. And believe me, that's the pressure point we need to apply right there. It is China.
Exactly.
Their expansionism, their desire for world domination is absolutely apparent, and it is there. It's been there from the beginning. You can see what they're doing with Taiwan, Hong Kong, and they just leased another island off the coast of Taiwan, and it is all designed to expand their hegemony, and they are a danger, a real and present danger to the
United
States. That's where we should be looking. Frankly, it's not the Russians.
No, I would agree. Well, we need to keep our head on a swivel, no doubt, that the danger that we have is clear and it's present. It is not in Donald Trump. I mean, you know, if you think it's Donald Trump, then, you know, we're being too myopic here. And sadly, that's, I think, is the concerning and growing issue that is wasting too much time. Congressman, we build the wall. I mean, the board, the members have to be excited to see what the president has done so far in building the wall. I mean, the reveal of these new walls that are going up, I mean, these are fantastic.
You bet. And we are proud of the one we built on going from El Paso all the way on up the mountain, Monte Cristo. I'm going to sound just like Donald Trump here, okay?
Okay, it's fine.
This is the best wall that's ever been constructed on planet Earth. This thing is beautiful in every respect, but it really is a marvelous thing, and it is better than any other barrier that's on the border. That is according to the Border Patrol. Our sensors are better. The steel we used in our ballads is better. The road we built alongside of it, and I encourage people, please go to WeBuildTheWall.us and just look at the videos. Because it really is, I call it the eighth wonder of the world. Okay, maybe it's a little bit hyperbolic, but the reality is it's a great accomplishment. And Trump is doing the same thing. God bless him. And, you know, we told him, Mr. President, if you want that whole border secured, just give us a nod.
Right.
We'll do it.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, at the very core of this and what the wall represents is the return to the rule of law. This is what the citizens are crying out for, Congressman. You know that. You hear that, right? And that's what you heard early on. You've heard it for decades, and I congratulate you and thank you for the fight, because you have been you've been the vanguard. You've been right there, the spear to take on this challenge and keep it in front of the American people, and I thank you. I thank you for your passion and your commitment.
I could not do that. I could not have done that over 30 years with people like you who gave me the megaphone, because I certainly would never get it in the traditional media. So thank you for your efforts, and let's both keep it up.
Amen. Former U.S. Congressman, the Honorable Tom Tancredo. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Tom, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.